mudane imarweenyal waa idin salaamay. Really? You didn't understand what I said? English first. When I was in school in Somalia, sometimes my parents would take me home early before our class is done. We would go through back street and alleys this way and that way, just to get home. On weekends, my sibling and I had to stay in the house. I didn't know why. The sun was shining, not a cloud in the sky. Why were we being kept in the house? I didn't know it wasn't safe outside. I didn't know about the constant gunfire and gunfighting, the massive death and displacement of Somali people caught in the middle of the civil war. My parents did everything in their power to shield us from violence and the fear and the sadness that was their reality. In 2003, still I was young, my father left Somalia to find work. He traveled through Ethiopia, Sudan, Libya, Malta, usually on the foot, but sometimes, if he was lucky, by car, then by boat. Finally, he arrived in America 6 years later, in 2009. Since there was an American embassy in Somalia, my mother had to take us to Ethiopia to get our American refugee visas. We waited for long years. By the time we got here, we had not seen my father in 11 years. My young sister, she didn't even recognize him. She was 6 years old when he left. But finally, in 2014, all of us, we were in the United States. We were safe and happy together again. It was a nice moment, but very quickly, I realized living here required one very important thing. I had to learn English. It became clear one day when I was watching TV with my brother and sister, and the man kept saying, "Tornado, blah, blah, tornado." I had no idea what he was talking about. I asked my sister, "Do you know what he was talking about?" She said, "Maybe he's saying rain or snow." We had never seen snow. We didn't know it doesn't snow in the summer. I called my aunt, who spoke English, and asked her what tornado word mean. She said, "Oh, tornado is danger." I told her the TV said, "Tornado is coming, go to the basement." She told me the TV was right. And that we should go to the basement right now. When we get down there, all of our neighbors from our apartment building were already in the basement. Everyone was lined up next to the back wall and looked very nervous. One man wanted to talk to me. I guess he thought I spoke English. He was telling me something that sounded to me like "Bajuku baka kuku." So I smiled at him and nodded. I had no idea what he was saying. He soon realized I didn't understand, just turned and walked away quietly. After a while, people started to leave. Another man tried to explain what was happening. What I heard was, "Tornado, pla pla, gone." it is gone. I was confused and scared. Did someone have a gun? We left Somalia to get away from guns and violence. What was this man trying to tell me? I finally figured out that he was saying that tornado was gone. I had nothing to fear. Not knowing much English also made it hard to get a job. I actually got to second round interview to be delivery driver. I was only asked two questions. Do you have driver license? Yes. Are you familiar with Sioux City? My interpreter asked me the second question in Somali, used the word familiar that had very different meaning in Somali and then it did in English. I answered as best I could. The interpreter told the interviewer, Mahmoud doesn't feel comfortable in this city, which made them think I would leave soon. No one wants to hire someone who's leaving soon. But that's not what I meant. I didn't get a job. Not that now that my English is improved, I realized what exactly they were asking me. I was being asked if I could find my way around Sioux City, if I knew different streets and neighborhoods, but that was lost in translation. Not knowing English limit what I could do, I wanted to change that. In the last 2 years, I have completed the ESL program at Northeast Community College, more importantly, passed the proficiency test, so I could finally take regular college courses. Thanks to everything I have learned, I can write research paper, including citation in MLA format, all in English. 1 year ago, I joined Toastmasters Club. This amazing group people had taught me how to give presentation, speeches, and even tell jokes in English. I can be here tonight to tell my story. I continue to learn that language is more than just literal words written or spoken. It is ability to share history and feelings and ideas, even hope and dreams. English is especially expressive language, and my English speaking experience, community, and knowledge to continue to lead me on an adventure of my lifetime. Oh. And also to look out for tornadoes.
Muhammad Osman shared his story at Oats Live Storytelling event in November. Next week, a Brazilian immigrant remembers two 9/11s, one of love and one of fear.
I imagined I would buy pastries in San Francisco to surprise my parents and celebrate the anniversary of their engagement, as well as my grandmother's citizenship.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. It is produced by Siouxland Public Media. The next event is 7 p.m. Friday, February 3 at B Studio in downtown Sioux City. The theme is Be Moved, an ode to transitions and transformations. To learn more, find Ode on Facebook. You can also listen to past stories we have broadcast at kwit.org. The music you're hearing is by Edom Soul Music out of Omaha. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.